Model making is an important aspect of any design process, and although digital and virtual modeling is a very cost-effective way to represent a final product, a physical model is still very popular.
Today we are going to talk about the safe use of standard hand tools used in model making. For the purposes of this video, we will focus on architectural model making, although the safety aspects of this video can apply to all model making projects.
Model making can include an assortment of small hand tools that may differ from project to project. So let's have a look at each of the common tools we use for model making. This includes an assortment of knives, scissors, shears, measuring tools, pliers, mat board, sanding devices, brushes, and clamping devices.
Appropriate preparation is an important aspect of any task involving tools. Prior to any model making project, you should always be prepared to work cleanly and safely.
Be sure your workspace is clean and uncluttered. Try to maintain this throughout the project. Avoid leaving tools laying around where they could be forgotten or cause a tripping hazard. Keep special care of knives or sharp tools. Make sure you don't leave hidden dangers for yourself or others in your area.
Inspect all your tools. When tools become worn or damaged, they should be repaired or replaced immediately. Show your instructor before you begin. Use hand tools that are sharp, clean, and in good condition. Do not use blunt tools as they can slip because you are trying to make them work and then cause injuries. Slipping can also damage your model.
In order to ensure good work, there are certain precautions that need to be considered. First and foremost, do not use any tool that you have not been tested and assessed by your teacher on. You may not be aware of the proper technique or use of tools.
Remember, use the right tool for the right job. Use tools only for their intended purpose, or you may damage the tool, making it dangerous when using it for its intended use.
When working on your project, be sure you are standing in a stable position. Avoid leaning over too far and keep both feet flat on the floor. Use a stool or chair if possible to help get comfortable and avoid back problems. We have to think about ergonomics and safety together.
When cutting against a straight edge, work slowly, applying pressure against the edge. Take multiple passes to avoid slipping.
Handle sharp-edged and pointed tools with care. Always carry pointed tools by your side with the points down.
Never carry tools in your pockets. If any tool breaks or malfunctions, report it to your instructor.
Modeling knives feature extremely sharp cutting edges. They come in a variety of handles, blade sizes, and purposes. Avoid using a knife or a blade that is too small for the task as it may break.
That's why the use of safety glasses is highly recommended, or may be mandatory in your classroom when using modeling knives. Blades can snap off unexpectedly and can strike your eye and cause injury.
Know exactly how your knife works prior to use and practice safely using the knife on scrap pieces before applying it to your project. Never touch the blade with your fingers. It will cut through your skin as easily as paper.
Place the material to be cut on a flat, stable surface. A self-healing cutting mat is ideal for this, but thick card or newspaper underneath will usually work. This will protect the surface underneath and prevent dulling or ruining the blade. Your knife should have a protective case or sheath for storage. Never use excessive force to replace your knife within its sheath. You can slip or do some serious damage to yourself. Often, having to force the blade back into the sheath is a result of incorrect replacement. Instead, check the position of the blade at the mouth of the sheath and use care to ease the blade into the casing. Then, it's safely secure and not being broken.
All safety guides tell you to cut away from you to prevent accidental slipping, but there may be times you need to cut towards you. If you have to cut towards you, then take extra care. Use only light pressure and keep a firm grip on both the knife and model. Keep your hands out of the path.
Use only light pressure when cutting, scraping, or whittling. Use multiple passes rather than deep cuts. This is not only for safety, but good practice for clean, artistic, and technical cuts as well.
If handing a knife to someone, ensure the blade is retracted and/or have the handle pointed out and down away from the other person.
Other sharp tools include scissors, pointed files, picks, shears, and even measuring tools such as compasses. The same safety rules apply.
Always work with sharp and functional tools, and keep your hands and body away from sharp edges. Work away from yourself to avoid accidents, and work comfortably to avoid back and neck problems. Work slowly and methodically. Remember to always measure twice and cut once.
Disposing of dull blades and proper storage of tools with sharp edges is as important as using them when it comes to avoiding injuries. Think of classmates, teachers, and cleaners.
When disposing of used blades, don't just throw them in the bin where they may cause injuries to those who empty the bins.
Keep old blades together in a sturdy box and throw away the box when it is full. If a sturdy box is not available, it is often useful to keep the package that the blades came in for disposal.
At the very least, wrap masking tape around the blade and store it in a container. If possible, use blade holders to keep replacement blades. This will make them easier to store as well as make them readily available.
There are also some simple guidelines for storage of all modeling tools. Have a proper storage location for your tools to protect them from loss or damage. After use, clean and return them to their proper place. Try to store tools vertically, with the points end down, whenever possible. Never store unsheathed bladed equipment roughly in drawers with other items.
Although the safe use and handling of model-making hand tools may seem trivial, you can cause more severe problems by not being alert at all times. Even small cuts and punctures can easily get infected, causing more serious damage. So it's always best to avoid injury if you have to. Treat every incident with proper first aid, no matter how minimal they may seem.
Now time for our tool safe review. Wear PPE as directed by your teacher. Sharp instruments such as X-Acto knives must be sharp for proper use at all times. Use tools only as intended to avoid breakage and injury. Work slowly and methodically to avoid slipping and possible injury. Always box or wrap sharp edge instruments for disposal. Use a mat or board underneath and clear your space to work freely.